Welcome to The Business Tree, and I am your host, Patricia Warner, president and founder of Covenant 7 Incorporated. And this is a small business consulting firm. We take care of all of your small business needs. If you're new to The Business Tree, I want to wish you a very hearty welcome, and I want to encourage you to please take some time to listen to as many shows as you possibly can. You can go back and listen over and over again, and I can tell you that every time you listen, you'll be satisfied by what you hear. I want to thank all my faithful listeners in the U.S. and around the world. I appreciate you very much for taking time out from your busy schedules to listen to me every Friday. As you know, the goal of The Business Tree is to inform, encourage, and empower entrepreneurs, so please spread the word about the show as much as you can. Remember, you can listen to past shows if you want to at talkingalternative.com, or you can go to covenant7.com. That is covenant with the number 7.com. I welcome your comments and feedback. You can call me live today, right now, at 877-480-4120, or you can always email me at info@covenant7.com. Now, this week's show is all about the traits and habits of successful business owners. More than likely, this will be a two-part show, and we will continue this discussion next week because there's so much that we need to talk about. I believe that all of us should desire to have those traits that will lead to success. So I think that it'll be a great show, so please stay tuned. The reason why I decided to do this show is because, based on my experience out there as a business consultant, I've found that there are so many business failures, and almost everyone that I listen to, in my mind, they make excuses about why they failed. They're not bad people. Just because you make an excuse doesn't make you a bad person. So I'm not looking down on anybody because they failed in their business or I believe they're making an excuse. I'm just calling it the way I see it. The reality is, in my opinion, is that most business failures happen because the business owner failed to do something. Either they failed to plan, they failed to manage their cash, they failed to market, they failed to create win-win sales strategies, they failed to develop pricing strategies. That's a big one, especially with startups. They failed to hire right, failed to manage employees, failed to manage the operations, failed to cut expenses. The list goes on. I'm pretty sure if you think about things that business owners should be doing and not doing, you can add lots more to this list. If we can develop as certain traits as business owners, if we can develop certain traits or habits that would put us in a better position to win, we're in a much better place. I know that people talk about habits. So when people talk about habits, they always talk about habits in the way it has a bad connotation. It's always about bad habits. Very rarely you hear someone talk about good habits, because most of the times when you develop a habit, you start doing something and you're doing it over and over. And 9 times out of 10, it may not be good for you. And it's very difficult to break that habit. So I think that as business leaders that want to realize great success, we need to think about developing good habits, not just for our personal lives, but most importantly, for our business as well. Now, I know it doesn't happen overnight. These traits, if you don't have these traits already, they won't come overnight. It takes practice. And the more we do what is best for the business without complaining or making excuses, is the more successful that we're going to be. Now, I'm not discussing these traits in any particular order. Just know that they're all very relevant to your success as a business owner. The first trait I want to talk about is successful business leaders are excellent planners. If you've been listening to this show, and this show started in April of last year, and if you've been listening to this show, or you've been going back and listening to those archive shows, you would know that I am an avid supporter of business planning. I am an avid supporter of people writing business plans. So I'm here to tell you that successful business people plan everything, starting with their business plan. Now, all business plans are not created equal, but you must have a plan. So sometimes people complain, well, I don't need a business plan. Business plans are so long. They're meaningless. They have all this information there that you're not going to use. And the information isn't real anyway because they are projections and how you know it's going to happen. And you have all these excuses. The reality is when you put projections in a business plan, it's not your reality, but it's the reality of the market. Because if you did your research, you know that those numbers are what's happening in the market now. And all you're doing with your plan is saying to yourself, this is what I want to achieve. This is where I want to go. And they may not be real to you, but you can make them real. Or you can even make them better than what you're projecting. Too many people start businesses without a plan. And even if you're one of those people and you're already in business, it's not too late to get a business plan. If you can't write it yourself, I'm very happy to tell you that you could contact us and we will help you write a strong business plan. Now, without a business plan, you're operating from a very dark place. And there's no light in sight. It may sound really crude or negative for me to say that, but based on my experience with the business owners that I've dealt with, I can tell you that it's true. A shrewd business person want to know several things about their business or about what they're trying to do or start or want to start doing. They want to know, first of all, if their idea is feasible. They want to know how many people are willing and able to buy what they want to sell. They want to know how many competitors they have to deal with. And on what level? They want to know how much sales they can expect. They want to know what the expenses are going to be. They want to know what profit margins are feasible and when to expect those profit margins. They want to know how much cash they can accumulate and when. And they also want to know how quickly they can grow the net worth of their business. Even if you are not seeking funding from outside sources, writing a business plan, my friend, forces you to be accountable to you. Because you wrote something down and you cannot deny what you wrote down. If you have something in your mind that no one knows about, you can always fool yourself and say, okay, I don't have to do this today. Maybe I could do it tomorrow. I don't have to do it at all. And before you know it, you're almost like a little puppy chasing his tail, going around in circles and getting nowhere. So successful business people do a lot of planning. They not just do planning in their business lives, but they're planners. They even plan in their personal lives. Whether they're going on vacation or they're having a dinner party, they're going to plan. For example, if you're having a dinner party, you have to decide on the number of people that you're inviting. That's number one. You're going to think about the type of food, the number of courses that you want to serve. You want to think about the type of wine you want to serve or the type of liquor you want to serve. If you're cooking the meal, you want to check your pantry to see if you have all the ingredients. You want to check to see if you have the wine in your closet or your liquor or the liquor. You also want to make sure that if you don't have it, you can make a list. You will make a list and you will go shopping, right? Then you will have to decide when are you going to start preparing the food, and you're going to think about what food can be prepared in advance and what food you can prepare on the same day or the same night of the dinner party. You will think about how much work you have to do. You'll think about if you need help. You think about, maybe I could get my friends or my family to help me. If not, you would think about hiring professional help to make sure that the dinner party goes off without a hitch. It's a plan. It takes careful planning to make a great impression on your friends. My friends, likewise, it takes careful planning to create a recognizable brand. It doesn't happen overnight. And if you're all over the place, you won't ever be able to create a recognizable brand. You're in business for 15 years, and most people still won't know that you exist. The most important thing that business leaders do with their detailed plans is to follow them. It doesn't make sense that you write a good plan and you put it in a drawer or you put it on a shelf and it's gathering dust. Too many people that I've met talk about having a plan. Oh, I have a plan. I wrote a business plan, they'll tell me. But their actions and the results that they get often comes from disordered or frenzied behavior. So plan your work and work your plan. I'm sure you've heard that before. The second thing that successful business leaders do, the second trait or habit that they have, is that they are strategic thinkers. Strategic thinkers come up with ideas that are results-oriented. So you have an idea, you think it through, and when you implement your plan, you're going to get results. Becoming a strategic thinker takes practice. We're not born to be strategic thinkers. It takes practice. I can dare to describe this as being a multidimensional thinking. That's the best way that I could think about describing a strategic thinker. It is not only about the idea or what to do with the idea or when to do it or how or what the results will be after action is taken, but a strategic thinker will stretch their minds to see if there are different ways that they can handle the same idea, and they're going to come up with different scenarios of what those results would be. If you can think this way, it will enable you to quickly choose what works best for your business or for the objectives of the business, because you will have business objectives if you have a plan. If you don't have a plan, you have no concrete objectives. You have to train yourself to become a strategic thinker. I say this to entrepreneurs all the time. We have to train ourselves to become strategic thinkers if we're not already one. This happens mostly when you can learn from mistakes and when you realize that change is necessary. It helps you to think strategically because now you're admitting that you made a mistake. You're not blaming someone else. You're not pointing the finger outside of you. You're pointing this finger inwards and you're saying, this was a mistake. What can I do to make change so that the next time this doesn't happen? If you're making decisions and you have no idea of possible outcomes, you're not thinking strategically. So strategic thinking is so important. The quicker that we're able to learn from our mistakes, the quicker we're able to adjust to necessary change, is the quicker we'll be able to make better decisions through quick strategic thinking. I think I have another minute before this segment is over, but before I start the third, I think I'll just wait and start the third segment when I come back. So my friends, thank you for tuning in and please stay tuned.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you need a business plan that can guide your company's growth? Covenant 7 will help bring the changes you need. We are small business consultants and we pay attention to the details you may miss. Our coaching and consulting services are guaranteed to lead to right growth for your business. Call us at 917-833-4860 for a no obligation free consultation. Check out our website at www.covenant7.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Welcome back to the Business Tree. And if I scared you a minute ago about going back to the third segment, this is the second segment. So we're going to be here for a little while yet. And this is the third trait that I want to discuss. That is what I meant to say. So the third trait of successful business leaders is that they understand the importance of taking time off. To me, that's a really big one, especially when you're the sole owner or the sole employee of your business. How many business owners do you know that never take time off from their businesses? Are you one of those business owners? Most of you may say, yes, I am, because that is the reality. There's so many people that start businesses, and it's very difficult for them to take time off from their businesses. I want to tell you that there is a time for everything. That is true. There is a time for everything. There's definitely a time for you to work, but there's also a time for you to play. There's a time for you to be tired, and there's a time for you to get rest. The human body is not a machine, but even machines malfunction. And if they're not cared for and have their parts replaced periodically. So if you have a machine, you have a car, you don't maintain it, you don't take care of it, it's gonna malfunction. So imagine your body as a human being, that you're not taking care of it, you're not getting the required rest, you're not eating properly, it's gonna break down. What a successful business owner does is they will plan to develop a business that can operate without them being present. That would be just so wonderful. This takes careful planning and mostly involves you setting up great systems and hiring the best people. Now, a great system includes a lot of different things, and it has to be well thought out. But some examples of setting up a great systems are like setting the hours when the business is open and when it is closed. That could be very stressful if you don't have a set time to open and close. And there are businesses like that. You can't depend on them to be open at a certain time. And the business owners, instead of closing at a regular time that's expected, they're being there all hours because a couple of customers strayed in and they can't say no. And that's not good. You have to be able to have systems set up where everyone knows the business is open at a certain time and it closes at a certain time. You have to decide which tasks need doing that are outside of your expertise. Remember, you have to look in the mirror and admit to your weaknesses. So what is it that the business needs that you can't do? You need to hire the best people to handle them. You have to be able to describe each task or function, write them down so that employees have no questions about what they're hired to do. These are called job descriptions. You have to set up systems for serving customers and, my friends, paying special attention to those customers who complain. Those should be your best customers. And the reason why they should be your best customers is because they're giving you an opportunity to change something. If you are always upset because customers complain, then you're not in a position to change anything. You don't know why they're complaining. You don't care why they're complaining. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to go on those search engines like Yelp. They're going to write negative feedback about you. They're going to put things about you that are really negative. They're going to go on Facebook. They're going to tell all your friends negative things about your business. They're going to tweet negative things about you. And simply because you didn't take time out to listen to a complaint. Sometimes you listen to complaints and the complaint will allow you to make changes that are actually very good for your businesses. So it's very important that we listen to customers that complain and we set up systems that work with customers. In other words, we set up good customer service systems. What these systems help you do is to be able to take time off away from your business so that you can spend time relaxing, you know, just getting some rest and rejuvenating yourself. If you decide to do everything by yourself, even after you hire employees, you know what you are. You're a micromanager. And more than likely, you'll have a very high turnover rate. People won't want to stay long in your employ. And this will cost you. You know, firing people or having people leave is not free. The thing about business owners is that we realize that we don't spend money as business owners. Realize that every time we put money out there, we invest in money. And the reason why we invest money is because the businesses have to get a return on investment on every dime that we put out there. Every dime you put out there is an investment. Whether you're buying office supplies, whether you're paying for marketing, whether you're paying for your insurance, your rent, your utilities, or even when you hire employees, it's an investment. And you always have to understand that as a business owners, how soon will I get a return on my investment and what is that return on investment supposed to be? So if you hire employees and you micromanage them and they don't stay with you long enough for you to get a return on your investment, then you're losing money. And then you have to put more money out there to hire new employees because the hiring process has a price attached to it. A successful business owner will learn to let go. You learn to let go more and more as the business grows. You learn to delegate tasks that you used to do to other people and have them do those tasks. And you have to learn to trust them to get those tasks done. You have to train them. You have to encourage them. You have to empower them in order for you to get those tasks done. What would this do for you? It will enable you to be able to take a day off every now and again, be able to help you take a well-earned vacation every now and again. And you will know that when you're away from the business will be open because you can trust somebody to open the business and close the business. Employees will work. They will get paid. Clients will be served, revenue will be earned, bills will be paid, and money will be put in the bank. And this happens because you planned it and you followed through. My friends, it's so very important for us as business owners to be able to take time off from our businesses and be able to leave somebody in charge so the business can keep operating. In addition, being able to take time away from your business, just take some time off to relax, maybe for a day, couple of days, a week. You know, this can open up your mind to new ideas or solutions that you've been thinking about or trying to figure out, but you've been so busy with the everyday, day-to-day operations that you really couldn't think things through. And just taking time off gives you that opportunity to relax and really strategically think, and new ideas can come and solutions to problems you've been trying to fix can also come. So, my friends, take time away from your business every now and again. Success, that's what successful business leaders do. The fourth trait I want to discuss is the fact that business leaders are willing to invest in their business. This follows taking time off for a reason because I believe that these two traits are very closely connected. Now, think about the number of hats that you wear as an entrepreneur or a small business owner. When I say the amount of hats, I am referring to all those tasks that you have to do. So if you think about marketing as a hat, so you're wearing the marketing hat. On top of the marketing hat, you're wearing the sales hat. On top of the sales hat, you're wearing the financial management hat. You're wearing the human resources hat, the human resources management hat. You're wearing the website and social media maintenance hat. You're wearing all those hats. And sometimes it's okay for you to wear those hats. I'm not here to tell you that there's something wrong with you because you're wearing those hats. But what I want to tell you is that you have to recognize when the time comes that you have to take those hats off and put them on somebody else's head. You cannot continue wearing those hats if they start weighing you down. If they become too heavy for you, you have to start taking those hats off and lightening your load. So what I want to do is for us to go through what these hats are so we can see why it's sometimes good to put those hats on somebody else's head. So the first one we spoke about was marketing. Now, marketing opens doors that sales close. If you're in business, by now you understand that. If you want your business to be successful, you have to bring in enough sales to sustain its operations. And you also want to have a good profit left over so that you can accommodate growth. Now, a lot of times we always hear people talk about the bottom line this, the bottom line that. The bottom line is so important because we need to have a good bottom line. We have to make sure we have a good profit so the business can grow. But sales is important. And without marketing, there's no sales. Many small business owners do not invest enough in marketing because they don't know how to invest, what to do for marketing. They just don't have those skills, or they're not willing to spend money. They're not willing, or sometimes they're not able to invest in the marketing that their business really needs. And that could be very sad for the business and could be destructive for the business as well. Because if you figure out that you have to sell certain products or services and you need to sell them to a certain target in the marketplace, you have to be in a position to market to those people. You have to figure out what is it that you need to do to get their attention. And get the attention in a way that will help them or encourage them to buy what you sell. And sometimes it takes investment of your time and it takes investment of your money. So you have to be willing to invest. If you don't know how to market, hire someone who can. And be willing to make the appropriate investment if you are serious about growing your business. So marketing is important and successful business leaders understand that. And sometimes they're willing to take that hat off and put it on somebody else's head. What about sales? Sales are the lifeblood of the business. You can talk about the bottom line all you want, but if you don't have enough sales to sustain the business and pay all the business expenses, you're not going to have a bottom line. Without sales, you could be out of business because you can't pay for your operations and you can't accumulate cash. You being outgoing and enthusiastic about your product or service is a great plus, but it doesn't turn you, these traits doesn't turn you into a good salesperson. Selling takes particular skills, and these skills take time to develop. Of course, you can learn to sell, and with practice, you can become an efficient salesperson. And of course, being outgoing and being enthusiastic helps, but on their own, they don't turn you into a salesperson. You may not be inclined to be a salesperson. So I know that there are people who are not inclined to be salespeople. They just don't have those skills to deal with other people and be able to talk to other people and encourage them in a certain way to buy. They just feel, well, you know, I'm not a salesperson. And you may be thinking that way about yourself. You may figure, well, I don't even have the time to learn to sell. But the survival of your business depends on sales. And it depends on sales happening maybe immediately. So if you can't do it, if you're not willing to learn how to do it, you must be willing to invest in hiring a good salesperson. This person can help you grow your business. And sometimes in the very beginning, when you start out and you need to get sales, sometimes you have to hire someone and pay them more than you can pay that you pay yourself. A successful business leader understands this. If you are of the mentality that you're going to hire people and you're going to pay them as little as you can, you know there's a saying, you get what you pay for. You want the best. If you really want this business to be successful, if you're thinking about this business being a great success and this business can help take care of all your personal needs and all your personal wants, you have to seriously think about what you invested in your business. What are you doing to develop this business? Are you doing the best you possibly can for this business? Are you cutting corners? Because it doesn't help. What you put into your business now is what you'll get out of it later. You have to remember that. And remember what I said before about developing a business where you can take time off from. If you want to leave a business for 6 months and go somewhere else and develop a business somewhere else, you should be able to do that. You don't want to be stuck in one place or stuck in a place where you can't take time off. You're even afraid to get sick. Because if you get sick and you have to be bedridden for a week or something, what's going to happen to your business? So think about what you need to do, those hats that you wear. We just discussed marketing and sales and how you can take those hats off and put those hats on somebody else's head. So stay tuned. We're going to come back to the third segment in a minute. We're talking about traits and habits of successful business leaders.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Austin Marola.
And I'm Sloan Wainwright.
We're the hosts of the new Thursday morning show, The Music Power Hour. At 11 a.m.
We're going to have fun.
And shine the light on all aspects of music.
And its limitless healing possibilities.
We're going to invite artists to share their songs and play live.
We'll be listening and talking about great music from yesterday to today.
So you're invited to share in our musical conversation.
Your ears will be delighted with the sound of music.
And our voices. Join Austin.
And Sloan.
Live Thursdays at 11 a.m. on talkingalternative.com.
I'm the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Fundraising, board relations, social media. My guests and I cover everything that small and mid-sized shops struggle with. If you have big dreams and a small budget, you have a home at Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Fridays 1 to 2 Eastern at talkingalternative.com.
Do you need a business plan that can guide your company's growth? Covenant 7 will help bring the changes you need. We are small business consultants and we pay attention to the details you may miss. Our coaching and consulting services are guaranteed to lead to right growth for your business. Call us at 917-833-4860 for a no-obligation free consultation. Check out our website at www.covenant7.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Welcome back to The Business Tree, and we're talking about the traits and habits of successful business people. So we just spoke about marketing, and we discussed sales, the marketing hat that you wear as that business owner who has to make sure that you get the word out for your business and try to bring people into your doors, onto your websites, so that you can realize sales that can sustain your business. And we spoke about sales, how sales is the lifeblood of your business, and how without sales, you can be out of business. And even though we know that the bottom line is so very important to the success of the business and the business accumulating cash, and we have to focus on making sure that we have a great bottom line, the reality is that we cannot have a great bottom line unless we have a good top line. And the good top line is sales, because everything is subtracted from sales. The cost of sales is subtracted from sales, and all your operating expenses are subtracted from sales. So you have to make sure that you have enough sales to sustain the operations of the business. And if you cannot sell, if you're not inclined to be a good salesperson, then you need to invest in hiring someone who can be a good salesperson for you. And understanding how important sales really is to the business will motivate you to really compensate this person well, to encourage them to sell more and more and more. So, like, and the last thing I said before we left is that good business leaders, successful business leaders, sometimes do understand that in the very beginning, before you grow the business where you can pay yourself whatever you want, sometimes in the very beginning, you have to pay employees or certain employees more than you pay yourself. Because without those people in place, you won't be able to grow your business where you need it to go. So we are now to financial management. That's the third hat that you're going to be wearing. Now, I don't need to tell you how important financial management is, because a business is all about numbers. And if I could go further and tell you that the universe we live in is all about numbers. I could tell you that whatever we do, whatever we are attached to, whatever it is, you can break it down, and numbers is going to be the result of whatever it is we're breaking down. Our whole life is about numbers, and many of us don't embrace numbers. Many of us just hate numbers. We just developed this negative attitude towards numbers. You know, when you go to the doctor, he talks about your blood pressure, it's in numbers. Your heartbeat is about numbers. Your temperature is about numbers. The amount of bones in your body is about numbers. Everything is about numbers. When we think about what we need to survive, we need a house, we need a home. We can't build that without understanding numbers. We wear clothes, we wear shoes, we wear eyeglasses. Everything is around us is about numbers. We cannot survive without numbers. So when it comes to our businesses, and we're going to look at our business's financial management and not embrace it, then we're going to be making very big mistakes. I'm not saying that you have to become an accountant or a CPA or anything like that, but I'm saying that you need to have some basic understanding of your numbers and know what they mean, know what they're saying to you, so that you can look at those numbers and make meaningful decisions for your business. You cannot make any business decision. You've heard me say this before, those of you who have been listening. You cannot make any business decision that doesn't affect your numbers. I dare you to think of one business decision that you can make, no matter what size your business is, that doesn't affect your numbers. So either you understand what your financial statements are saying, so you can make the required decisions, or you don't. Either you understand or you don't understand. There's no middle ground here. If you don't understand, and you don't have the time to learn, you must surround yourself with people who can help you get through your finances. Now, this is not an excuse for you to give up total control to them. but it would be a wise decision for you to get help. I will never recommend that you give up total control of your finances to anyone, your business finances or any other finances to anyone. Of course, you can share responsibility with people that you trust, but I would never tell you give up total control. You need to know what's going on and you need to understand what's going on. But if you do not understand, then you need to hire people or you need to surround yourself with people who can help you understand and can show you what is it that they're saying, what where your weaknesses are based on your finances, where you're strong, and what decisions you need to make sure that the required changes are put in place. Muddling your way through can lead to disaster in more ways than one. I have met many small business owners who do not understand the difference between inventory and cost of goods sold. I cannot tell you how many business owners who book inventory as cost of goods sold, even though the sale isn't done. What they do, for example, let's say they're selling handbags. They have a shipment of handbag. They paid $500 for the handbag. Instead of putting that $500 on their balance sheet as inventory, they put it on the profit and loss statement as cost of goods sold, and those handbags are not sold. Could you imagine the type of numbers that they get, that they're working with? Everything is just so screwed up, and I can't tell you how many people are doing this. So think about your numbers. Be very, very honest with yourself and realize that you don't know what you're doing. Do not do things that you don't understand. Get help. Take that hat off. Take that financial management hat off and put it on somebody else's head that you can share responsibility with. This is a common mistake that people make and is a very costly one. So do not, you know, don't find yourself in that situation just because you're too stubborn or you just don't want to admit that you don't know something. The quicker we admit we don't know something is the quicker we're going to learn that thing. Okay, so take that hat off. The other hat is human resources management, and human resources is a necessary part of a growing business. Now, there's only so much you can do by yourself. So whether it takes you 1 month or whether it takes you 6 years to hire your first employee, if you're thinking growth, at some point, you're going to be hiring. Some people hire sooner than others. There's some businesses that need employees when they start up. I just helped a bakery open up in Brooklyn about a year ago. And when she opened up her bakery, she had to hire at least 5 people from the get-go because she needed people in the back to do the baking. She needed people in the front to serve customers. So right away, she had to hire people. So depending on the type of business you have, sometimes you have to start from day one with employees. And sometimes you can survive for a few months or years without any employees. But if you really need to grow, at some point, you're going to need to hire someone. And successful business leaders, they recognize this early. And this becomes a part of the initial plan for growth. So even though you just start in your business, in your business plan, let's say you're doing a 5-year plan or even a 3-year plan. In your business plan, you would account for employees, even though you're not hiring in until the second year. But if you're writing a 3-year plan, you have to account for them in the second year. So you're thinking ahead, you're planning ahead. And that's what good business leaders do. Things like this is what leads to their success. If a business leader, a successful business leader, would recognize that certain tasks are very difficult or time-consuming for them to do, and they just won't take on those tasks. They will write a description of the task, which we call a job description in human resources, and they will recognize the level of education, the skills, the experience that are necessary to get those tasks done, and they will hire people. They will search for the person who can fit in well with their company's culture and the person who has those skills, who has that education, who has that experience. You don't go out there and hire people just because your friend recommended them or because, you know, it's your sister's best friend or it's your best friend from high school. Those are the worst reasons. The best reason to hire someone and the only reason to hire someone is because they can get the job done and they can get the job done well. And more than that, they fit in with your company's culture. You know what type of culture you develop in your organization, and you need to bring people in who can fit in with that culture. You also must be willing to pay that person a competitive wage or salary. That is important as well, because if you're not paying a competitive wage or salary, you know what's going to happen. The sooner they can get a higher salary somewhere else or better wages somewhere else, as soon as they're going to leave your employ and go work for your competition. So it's so important that when you think about human resources management, you need to think about all those aspects of human resources. There's so many laws that you have to comply with. There are all these regulations and all these systems you have to set up and all these things that you need to do, an employee handbook, setting up employee files. There's so many laws or regulations that go with even paying employees. And if you don't understand good human resources management, don't even think about taking it on. Hire someone who is well-versed, someone who's well-skilled in human resources management, and get and pay that person a competitive wage. It doesn't have to be an employee. It could be a consultant, because my company consults with other businesses for their human resources management. So you don't have to hire an employee. You can hire a consultant, but you don't have to worry about it, because now you trust someone to take that hat off and wear that hat. So you're not weighed down by the human resources management hat. The other hat is the website and social media maintenance hat. That's another hat. And this is a huge part of today's business development. I can't tell you how many entrepreneurs waste a lot of time building a website that they have no skills to do. Now, if you have the skills to build a website, of course, go ahead and build your website, because it's going to save you money in the long run. But if you believe you don't have the skills and you need your website to be well built, because you need to compete with other businesses in the marketplace, and they may have great websites. So you need to recognize that you don't have the skill, and you need to find a qualified person and negotiate a deal with them to build your website. If you spend time building a website that is not optimized for search engine marketing, it's a waste of time. Be ready to invest in your company's future. I have nothing against you using a simple template in the very beginning to put something up so that people can see, your target market can see that you have a website, and they can at least at the very beginning have an idea of what you're offering and how you're offering it and all those different information that you need to get out there. But you also need to understand that you're competing with other businesses, and sometimes you compete based on the type of website that you have up there. You don't want to have a website that two people find you by accident in your first year. That doesn't make any sense. So think about your social media maintenance. I'm going to talk more about that when I come back from the break. But your website is so very important, and most businesses today need a website. It's hard pressed to find a business that can say, "I don't need a website. I don't need to have a website." Websites are not all created the same. You can have a very simple one, and you can have a complicated one, which some people may call complicated because it's so different, many different facets to the website. But the most important part is that your website is a marketing tool. And if it's a marketing tool, you have to be able to use it well. And you won't be able to use it well if it's not well built. So take that website hat off and put it on somebody else's head. So let's take a break. We're going to come back for the final segment, and I'm going to talk a little bit about social media maintenance and I guess just talk on the whole about more habits and traits that business owners should have, successful business owners should have. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Business Tree, and we are talking about the traits and habits of successful business leaders. And we are just finished talking about your website and how important it is for you to make sure that you understand the type of website you need. And if you're not in a position to do it yourself, because you really don't have the necessary skills, then you need to invest in hiring someone to build that website for you. Remember, it's everybody talks about search engine optimization, which means that when people go online searching for certain products or services that they need, you want your website to be optimized so that your website can come up in that search, and they can see your information, and they're willing to log on to your website and maybe hopefully give you a sale. So if you're building a website and you do not understand search engine optimization, which works well and has to be in sync with search engine marketing, then what you're doing is a complete waste of time, and you need to hire someone who can do this for you. Do not waste time trying to do it yourself. You're going to spend weeks and months, and it may not be worth it. But if you can, by all means, do it, okay? Now, social media platforms, it's here to stay. It's not going anywhere. And there's still a lot of business owners who are still not on any social media platforms. And there's so many different social media platforms. And the most popular ones, you hear about Facebook, you hear about Twitter. They have LinkedIn, which is a good one. There's Instagram, there's Pinterest. There's just so many different ones out there. And depending on the type of business you have, will determine the type of social media platform that you'd want to advertise or display your business on. Now, I want to just talk very briefly about some of these social media platforms, and just to let you know that it takes time for you to keep up with social media platforms. For example, let's talk about Facebook. If you decide that you want to be on Facebook, then you need to create a business page for your Facebook. A business account for your business on Facebook. You don't want to have your personal account and use that personal account to talk about your business. Now, we know that on Facebook, anything goes on Facebook. I mean, people put up anything on Facebook. So you need to separate your personal account where you have friends, all your personal friends, from your business account. Because on your business account, you need to be more serious and talk about business issues and discuss the things that your business can do for your clients and give advice and get feedback and things like that. That's what you need to do on your Facebook page for your business. And you need to make sure that you do it regularly. You don't want to do this, you know, sporadically. You need to do it regularly. The other thing that you'd need to do with your Facebook page is to try to get as many friends as possible to like your page. And these friends are people who are interested in the business that you are operating. You don't want to get people who have no interest in your business, because even if they like you as a friend, they won't come back periodically or regularly to check to see what you're doing. And there are different ways for you to do this. You can go out there and just ask people that you meet to go online, log on, and like your page. Or you can go through Facebook, and Facebook allows you to advertise your page, where you can pick the target, where you can choose the target, the age, the habits, the behavior, the geographic area. You can do all those things on Facebook. You pay them a fee, and they will put your page out there for people to like. And you will find that people in business like that who like the business that you are in, who want to support your business, those are the people that would like your page. And that would be an investment in your Facebook page, and you can do that. But you have to keep at it. Twitter is another one. There are people in the industry who will tell you, people in the marketing industry who will tell you that you need to tweet at least five times a day. Could you imagine that? I tweet maybe once a day, maybe. And at least I would say I would tweet at least two or three times a week. I'm going to admit to that. So, but at least you do it regularly. So the people that follow you on Twitter, follow you. If you have a personal Twitter account, keep it separate from your business Twitter account. So if you have a Twitter account for your business, make sure that you put information there that your followers would want to read, that they're interested in knowing about, and they would want to come back periodically to see what you have to say because they like the things that you post on your Twitter account. And LinkedIn, most of us who are on LinkedIn know it's a great resource for us to get in touch with like-minded professionals. And sometimes we can reach out to other professionals. We may have questions. We may need to have someone to do a workshop for us because we don't have the skills in that workshop. We may need to hire someone, and we find that there's someone on LinkedIn who may fit the description that we have out there. There's so many different reasons why people use LinkedIn. But again, social media maintenance is very time consuming, and it's a hat that you wear. And if you're going to wear this hat and you're not going to keep up with it, that hat is going to be wearing you down. And we know that they're popular sites that can help you grow sales if you use them appropriately, because one of the things that we tell people that you shouldn't use social media for hard sell. When you use social media for a hard sell, people get turned off. What you use social media to give them information, to get feedback from them about certain issues, and lead them to your website where you can make the sale. But do not use social media for hard sell. Now, some people do it and get away with it, and some people make a good living selling on social media. They sell on Facebook, and they make a good living selling on Facebook. So there are always exceptions to the rule. So I'm not here to say that this is etched in stone. But normally, based on if you have a service business, for instance, it's very difficult to use social media as a hard sell. It's much better for you to go out there and give people information and give them little tidbits that they will be interested in knowing about and lead them back to your website. So when they get on your website, they could clearly see what you're offering, and you can help them buy what you're offering once you get them to your website. So again, if you're trying to grow a business, and you will soon find that you may not have time to spend the required hours on social media because you cannot do all these things at the same time, my friends. You cannot be out there selling, trying to sell, running around, trying to pull customers in. You can't be out there doing social media maintenance. You can't be out there doing human resources management all at the same time while trying to grow your business, trying to operate a business, trying to comply with your business plan and meet the objectives of your business plan. It's very difficult to do this. And the best way for you to get this done is for you to take some of those hats off and put them on other people's heads. Successful business leaders understand this. At the very beginning, of course, you're going to wear all these hats. And even sometimes 5 years into your business or 6 years into your business, you could be wearing three hats. It's fine. But if you have several hats, for instance, what about the research hat? A business owner is always researching. What are you researching? You're researching customers, you're researching competitors, you're researching the market, you're researching vendors. You're always researching, and sometimes that's a hat that you just don't have time to wear. You have to put it on somebody else's head. So even though you wear some of these hats at the very beginning, I mean, we continue wearing a few of those hats, you can't wear them forever if you plan to grow your business. Remember that a business that isn't growing is dying. So get into the mindset that if you make good investments in your business, that will lead to growth, and this is good for the business and it's good for you. I know we don't have enough time, like I said at the very beginning, to discuss all those traits or habits of successful business leaders that I really want to share with you. So I want you to tune in next Friday and we'll continue the conversation then. Some of those traits I want to talk about next week will include talking about those business leaders who are successful and they love their customers. Talking about successful business leaders who are not afraid to say no. Successful business leaders who trust their instincts. Successful business leaders who are willing to take responsibility. Those who are willing to accept change. And those who have the courage to overcome fear. So make sure that you tune in next week to hear the continuation of this discussion. We're at the end of today's show. I'm always sad when we're at the end of today's show. I hope you found the show to be informative and useful to you and the development of your business. I want to thank you so much for listening today and for listening every Friday. Keep listening to The Business Tree. And please tell every business owner to listen in. Send them to the archive shows at covenant7.com. You'll continue to receive the best information you can to transform your businesses and create profits. You will continue to be motivated and encouraged to keep up the good work. You'll be empowered to make the best decisions. Visit our Facebook page if you can and like us. Our Facebook page is Covenant 7 Inc. spelled out, Covenant, S-E-V-E-N-I-N-C. So visit our page and please like us. Post comments there. Talk about topics you want to hear in The Business Tree. Ask any business questions you want answered. We'll be so happy to comply with you and to answer your questions and also to discuss those topics that you're interested in hearing. So until next Friday, thank you for listening to The Business Tree. I wish you a wonderful weekend. I wish you a very exciting week. And I wish you a successful and prosperous business. Now, please stay tuned for Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hi, I'm Austin Marola.
And I'm Sloan Wainwright.
We're the hosts of the new Thursday morning show, The Music Power,
Power Hour.
At 11 a.m.
We're going to have fun.
And shine the light on all aspects of music.
And its limitless healing possibilities.
We're going to invite artists to share their songs and play live.
We'll be listening and talking about great music from yesterday to today.
So you're invited to share in our musical conversation.
Your ears will be delighted with the sound of music.
And our voices. Join Austin
and Sloan
live Thursdays at 11 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Have you ever considered consulting a roadmap when you feel you need help getting to your destination? When the normal path seems blocked, a little help can come in handy when choosing an alternate route. Your natal chart is a map of your potentials. It addresses relationships, finance, business, health, and above all, creativity. Current planetary cycles can either support or challenge your objectives. I'm Montgomery Taylor. If you would like to explore the help of a private astrological reading, please contact me at Monty@MontyTaylor.com. That's Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at MontyTaylor.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
TalkingAlternative.com.